This from the Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 9. And they brought a boy to him, and when the Spirit saw him, immediately it convulsed the boy, and he fell on the ground and rolled about, foaming at the mouth. And Jesus asked his father, "How long has he had this?" And he said, "From childhood, and it has often cast him into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have pity on us and help us." And Jesus said to them, "If you can, all things are possible to those who believe." Immediately the father cried out and said, "I believe. Help my unbelief." And when Jesus saw that a crowd came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to him, "You dumb and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." And after crying out and convulsing him terribly, it came out, and the boy was like a corpse, so that most of them said, "He's dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he had entered the house, his disciples asked him privately, "Why could we not cast it out?" And he said to them, "This kind can be driven out only through prayer." It's a very provocative question Jesus poses to the Father. Do you believe? For all things are possible. For those who believe, can you womp up enough faith to make something good happen? And the Father says, "Lord, I believe. P.S. Help my unbelief." I think if I had 1 minute left to make one prayer, that would be it. The one thing that I would want God to provide for me most in any and all circumstances, or maybe even at the last moment of my life, help my unbelief. These things can only be accomplished through prayer. The implication is, do you believe that prayer counts, that prayer matters, that prayer changes things? If I were to have that question posed to myself, I would say, yes, I believe. Most of the time, more often than not. Do you believe that prayer cures? In the same way that Jesus cast out the demon from the boy, does prayer cure terrible things? Well, you know what? I can't say I don't. I'm not often sure that I do, but I can't say that I don't, because actually there's some research on this. There's a powerful and compelling study that came out a few years ago where a group of Asian women who were seeking to conceive a child through in vitro fertilization became part of a study on, of all things, prayer. The researchers did not tell the women that half of them were the object or the subject of prayers being made on their behalf by people in the United States. They didn't tell the people in the United States who they were praying for, only that they were praying about a condition. Half the women in the in vitro study received prayer, half did not. Nobody knew any more of the details in the study. They studied the effect of prayer in the same way that pharmaceutical researchers study the effect of drugs. And then the researchers wanted to know, did the in vitro success rate differ among those who were prayed for versus those who weren't? Well, only by 50% higher in the prayed for group. What? Seriously? I'm a researcher, and at least part of the time, something of a cynic. I can explain that. It goes to what's sometimes referred to as a trick question. If you took a coin and flipped it 9 times in a row, and it turned up heads 9 times in a row, what are the odds that the 10th flip would result in heads? Well, it's the same as the first one, 50-50. What are the odds that it'll come up heads 9 times in a row? Not very high, but it could. It could happen randomly. It is entirely possible, from a scientific statistical point of view, that the 50% higher success rate among the prayed for was just the random occurrence of statistical significance. Now, nobody in the room but me even knows what that means. And I would not try to explain it, to the women for whom prayer was given and in whose lives there came a child. That would be a silly thing to try to explain. I would simply say, do I believe that prayer made that happen? I can't say I don't. Help my unbelief. Now that's pretty dramatic stuff. And for reasons that completely escape me and that I cannot answer, a lot of people make very fervent and profound and direct prayers for cures, for this, that, and the other thing, or massive changes in life that don't always work out. And why God seemingly would choose that group in that way and at that time, well, that's a question that I can't answer and may at some point get a chance to address in a different way. In the meantime, I would ask another question. Well, is there any overall general effect of religiousness or even collective prayer? Is prayer restorative, if not curative? And I would give the same answer. I can't say it isn't, because there is research. There's a body of research, of which my own work has contributed a little bit, that says that within highly qualified ways and in nuanced circumstances, religious people are generally a little healthier than non-religious people. Now, the reason for that is open to debate, but the overarching rationale is that religious people tend to live their lives more in the company of other people, and that the restorative effect of religion or even prayer specifically is that we gather together, we learn about each other, we come to care about each other, and in many profound ways, we even do specific things that are health protective, like we run people to the doctor, we bring them food, we give them rest and care for their needs. Is prayer restorative? Social support that comes through religious organizations is the vector that connects religion and health and makes religion somewhat more health protective. We care about each other. We support each other. We provide specific resources for one another. Do I believe that prayer is restorative? I can't say I don't. I mentioned in the prayer time a little bit ago that more than usual, folks have asked me this week to hold their circumstances in prayer. And the circumstances are sort of varied, but all fairly dramatic. They apparently believe that my doing that will have some effect. Now, I have brought that to your attention. And if you simply say at some point in your head during the day, "Dear Lord, be with those who've asked for Jerry's prayers," they will know that because I told them we would. To what effect? I have no idea. To some effect? Do I believe there is some effect in that? I can't say I don't. I can't say that I don't. Because I have watched how social support makes a difference. Which begs an even more esoteric and sort of oddly frightening kind of question. Well, what kind of prayer do you think works? There's another study. A researcher gathered respondents together and asked them, "How do you pray? And how do you feel when you pray in this particular way?" "I pray," people said, "ritually. I recite the Lord's Prayer. I pray in intercessory ways. I ask God for specific things on my behalf or on behalf of others." Others said, "I pray in a sort of colloquial way. God and I have a conversation. We talk, or at least I talk. And I meditate. I think about spiritual things. I think about people I love. I think about people I've loved and lost." Well, to what effect? The researcher that authored this study learned from the respondents that the prayers that seemed to matter the most and that seemed to, in the minds of those who prayed in this way, that had the greatest effect were colloquial and meditative. In other words, very private and personal conversations and thoughts. Do I believe that prayer connects us to God? Meditative and colloquial prayer all on my own? Do I believe it connects us to other people? Do I believe it even connects us to people we've loved and lost? Do I believe they're with God now in heaven? Can't say I don't. My grandma showed up in a dream for me this week. She's been gone for 24 years, and for much of my life was the key person in it. And I think about her from time to time, even today. And it was a very pleasant dream in some ways, although in the dream she was at the end of her life, and we were having a conversation in which she was relaying some retrospective feelings. And she, in the dream, said, I'm so glad you were in my life. And I'm so glad for my grandpa, as it turned out, too, the one that I only knew as a child. He died when I was 7. But whose life today still is a role model for me. So in this dream, I'm having a conversation with this woman I dearly loved, who simply told me in a very short sequence of events that she was grateful for me, grateful for my grandpa, and then I woke up. And I'm going, whoa, what was that about? I know I felt deeply moved. I felt profoundly touched. Do I believe that's the result of prayer? I don't know. I think about her a lot. Do I believe that people who we have loved and lost connect with us in some way? Sometimes give us little signs that they're still around? Do I believe that when we pray, maybe they are also in earshot and intercede? Can't say I don't. Do you believe, Jesus said. Help my unbelief, the Father said. If and only as far as when something is badly needed in my life or badly needed in the lives of people I know, love, and care about, do I know that a prayer, a thought, an action, an encounter, a text message, an email, a phone call, does it work? Does it help? Does it matter? I can't say I don't know, because I know it might. Amen.